Section 5. Divisible and indivisible obligation. Kinds of obligation as to partial performance. First, divisible obligation. One that is capable of partial performance. It can either be quantitative division, depends on the quantity, or qualitative division, depends on quality, irrespective of quantity. Or intellectual or moral division, one that exists merely in the mind and not in physical reality. Second, indivisible obligation, one not capable of partial performance. It can be conventional indivisibility made by common arrangement. Second, nature or absolute indivisibility. It is due to the nature of the object of undertaking. Or legal indivisibility, if so provided by law. Let's discuss rules when divisible or indivisible. First, in obligation to give, the obligation to deliver a specific or determinate thing is always indivisible. Example, the Mona Lisa painting. The prestation here is obligation to give a specific. What is that specific thing? The Mona Lisa painting. Second, in obligation to perform service, the obligation is divisible if it will be executive within certain number of days of work. For example, cleaning the house or cleaning the building. It is divisible because you can divide the workload into several days. Third, the obligation is divisible if work is to be accomplished by metrical units. Okay, for example, to deliver 100 sacks of rice. This is divisible because it can be done through metrical units. Example, I'll deliver 10 sacks today, tomorrow 30 sacks, the next day 50 sacks, etc. Fourth, it is divisible in any other case which by their nature are susceptible of partial performance. If the nature of the obligation can be done partially, it is divisible. Example, the construction, that is something that can be done partially. Why? Pwede man good na, sige, maghimotag building, today, puros electrical. Tomorrow, puros plumbing. The next day, puros painting. Oh, kay gahapon, nag-construct naman. Fifth, even if obligation is divisible by nature, the same may be rendered indivisible by law or by agreement. Even if by their nature, okay, divisible siya, pwede siya mabahin-bahin. Pero kung ang balawad ng sulti, hindi siya pwede bahin nun, or nagsabot mo na dili pwede bahin nun, pwede na siya considered as indivisible. Sixth, if the obligation is indivisible by nature, it cannot be made divisible by law or by agreement. Example, a car. The car is indivisible by nature. By agreement, we cannot agree na, so yeah, ugma i-deliver na sa aligid. So ugma i-deliver na sa nimo ang chassis. So ugma i-deliver na sa nimo ang gear. Let's discuss compliance. As a general rule, the creditor cannot be compelled to receive partial payments. The creditor must be able to receive the entire or full payment or performance. The debtors cannot be compelled to pay partial payment. You cannot force the debtor to pay in partial. Exceptions. First, when the obligation expressly stipulates to the contrary by contract. Nagsabot mo na, sige, na yung obligation na bayaran ko 5,000, ato lang i-installment. Installment lang pwede na. Second, when the different prestations constituting the object of the obligation are subject to different terms and condition. Example, mag-renovate tagbalay. So, ang usa, may mupanday, ang usa, may mental. So, allow na siya ang partial fulfillment. Third, when the obligation is in part liquidated and in part unliquidated. One is due, ang usa kay dili pa due. Okay, hindi pa mahibaw ang kapila dyan ang dapat bayaran na. Obligation to do is presumed to be indivisible. As such, partial performance is equal to non-performance. The test is whether or not the obligation is susceptible of partial performance. In case of a divisible contract, if the illegal terms can be separated from the legal ones, the latter may be enforced.